Chapter 18. Everyone in the Resistance understood that waiting patiently wasn't one of Poe Dameron's strengths. Behind the control yoke of an X-Wing, there were hostiles, friendlies, and non-combatants, and a flyby or two would sort out which was which. He knew how much damage he could deal out, how much he could take, and made decisions accordingly. And if things went wrong, well, BB-8 could usually fix it. Suddenly, none of that was true. Most of the Resistance's starfighters, including Black One, were space dust. And flying one of the few remaining fighters into the teeth of 30 Star Destroyers would be suicide, even for a pilot as skilled as Poe. Even BB-8 was gone. After a couple of hours of baffled searching, Poe realized the astromech had joined Rose and Finn on their hastily conceived mission.
Poe didn't blame the droid. It's what he'd wanted to do himself.
As for Holdo, Poe had avoided the heavy cruiser's temporary bridge since his confrontation with her. He wouldn't do anyone any good by losing his temper and getting himself confined to quarters. So he circled among the mess, the medical suites, and the ready room, checking in on his surviving pilots and trying to keep their spirits up. But it wasn't working, and he knew it as well as they did. The heavy cruiser's lower levels were guarded now, amid reports of more demoralized personnel trying to reach the escape pods. Poe understood their desperation. The two surviving Resistance ships remained just out of range of the First Order's weapons, but there was nowhere for them to run. The only thing changing was the level of their fuel reserves, creeping ever closer to zero. How long would it be until they ran dry? 6 hours? 7 if they were lucky? And under the circumstances, would an extra hour really matter? He checked his comlink on the vanishingly small chance that he might somehow have missed a message from Finn and Rose in the 4 or 5 minutes since he'd last checked. Nothing. Poe tried to imagine that was because they had just reached the tracking control room of the flagship pursuing them and were about to free the Resistance from its own slow-motion destruction, and not, say, dead or shackled in a First Order interrogation room somewhere. As he wandered the Raddus, Poe's mind kept gnawing at the problem of Holdo. If the Raddus's new commander was a friendly, she was the kind you didn't particularly want as a wingmate. But what if she was something worse? What if she was actually another hostile? Poe found that hard to believe, but then Holdo's intentions were beside the point. Her actions, or her lack of action, had left the Resistance rudderless and in despair, at a time when it had never needed hope more desperately. Poe realized his wanderings had returned him to the officer's level and Leia's stateroom. He gathered himself and thumbed the door controls, then stepped into the makeshift med center. 2 med droids glanced briefly up from their stations by the bed next to C-3PO, then returned to their work. Poe nodded at C-3PO and leaned over the Resistance leader. She was pale and motionless, eyes closed. Poe was struck, and not for the first time, by just how small Leia was. A petite, delicate-looking woman, seemingly at risk of being swallowed up by the bedding and the gurney around her. It was an impression that many people had on meeting her, and that vanished the moment she engaged with them. Her determination, her ferocity, her sheer force of will belied her size and made visitors remember her as far bigger than she was.
"How is she, 3PO?
Poe asked, wanting to smooth a stray lock of hair from her forehead, but not daring anything so familiar.
"Her signs are steady, Captain Dameron,"
the protocol droid reported.
"Most of the trauma she experienced was due to the pressure wave from the blast. Though I am not programmed as a medical droid, Captain, I am, of course, more than able to interpret their findings for personnel who lack such expertise. Therefore, I..."
Poe's mind drifted as C-3PO rattled on about ebullism, hypoxia, and exposure to solar radiation. stared down at Leia, trying to will her to return to consciousness, to come back to the people who so desperately needed her.
It seems you didn't hear me, Captain Dameron,
C-3PO was saying a bit peevishly.
Sorry, 3PO. What was that last part?
To reiterate, Captain, it's not my place to say, but might you put a little more faith in Vice Admiral Holdo? The Princess certainly did.
I'll take it under advisement, 3PO, Poe said.
It was true that Leia Organa's trust wasn't given easily, and her friendship was a far rarer gift than that. But everyone made mistakes, even the General. And every starfighter pilot knew that a single mistake, if made at the wrong moment, would kill you.